Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Coco Caliente Podcast, where mother and daughter, Nicole and Jenny, talk about everything.
And nothing all at the same time.
I'm Nicole.
I'm Jenny.
I just threw that in there. I thought about that last night when I was laying in bed.
Thought we'd better introduce ourselves?
For first time listeners, right?
Right. And welcome to our first time listeners.
Yes. And I'm 30 years old. And mom, how old are you?
52.
Yep. So that's the relationship that we have.
And we got some massages today. That felt really good. Tell me how weird this is. I have been like scared of getting a massage. I've gotten a chair massage like here and there, like the 10-minute ones. Like if we go
once
to an event, yeah, once a year at this event I go to. And besides that, I've never gotten a massage besides like my husband giving me a back rub or whatever. And Nicole gets massages all the time and she swears by them. And mm-hmm. I have this thing, like, what do you call it? You said I'm hypochondriac.
She's a hypochondriac.
About, like, I feel like my legs are lumpy because I have a bad knee and a bad ankle. So I'm like, oh, I probably got some blood clots ready to break loose in there. So I don't want nobody to massage it. And so she's told the lady today. She is awesome.
And I feel like I'm just, like, so close to her because we just, like, talk about everything. So I just straight up told her. My mom thinks that she could have a blood clot and it could come loose. Is this a concern?
And she's like, no, the exact opposite. You would know for sure if you had one, and I'll just go gentle on your legs. And I was like, Nicole booked her to come. Nicole usually goes to her.
Yeah, I do. And yeah.
So explain like how it all happened today.
Yeah. So I usually go to her, but I thought my mom definitely needed one. Victor always wants one. And I thought I could talk my dad into getting one. So I asked Nina if she would do like a house call type thing, and she said yeah, if like there's a party of people she'll do it. So she came over and Victor's sick, so we actually did it at my mom's house last minute. My mom got an hour, which I had to talk her into, but she loved it. I got an hour and then my dad just like refused. But it's funny because there was only two of us, but she said it was okay. Victor's always a shoe-in, but him being sick. And my dad has never got... Nina was like, have you ever gotten a massage to my dad? And he said, I mean, I went to the chiropractor. But she said most guys have to, like, not be able to walk to get a massage because they feel like something, like, needs to be, like, really wrong. You know, kind of like dad doesn't do maintenance chiropractor.
Yeah, but he did not, like... He refused to get a pedicure for years, and I got him one and he got two within 6 months of each other.
Exactly.
And he would go get another one with me right now.
Oh,
I know
he would. Massage is way better than a pedicure. I'm sorry.
So he is so, so funny. Like, I don't even know. He made fun of us when he walked in at the end of Nicole's, and she plays,
I put on spa music, but when I go to her place, it's always like, you know, very chill vibe or whatever. So I wanted background music cause that's what she's used to. So I put it on and my dad just gets freaked out by like the noise, but he's just being so dramatic.
He thinks we're having some kind of like seance in there or something. Yes. He said, yeah, I was up in the room then cause when it was my turn, when it was my turn, Nicole stayed upstairs with Arrow and played with them in the nursery room, and then vice versa, I went up.
Dad is
and,
a nutcase.
And did it, but she got home at the time right when hers was ending, and he's still like laughing about it. But anyways, it felt so good. She didn't do anything hard. That hour flew by and felt like 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. It felt really, really good. Like, I'm definitely going to set up appointments and go see her, you know, not as frequently as Nicole, but maybe twice a year, because it was actually really, really nice. Mm-hmm. It felt really good.
She's like one of the hardest workers I know too. Yeah, I just like really like her. She's 61. I don't know if she wants me to tell her age, but she's like such, you would never guess it. She's just like, go, 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 go.
About funny is I showered right before she came. And then I said to Nicole, do you have to take your, because I'm like, I was going to get dressed. And I said, do you have to take your bra off when you do it? Or do you wear your bra? And she goes, Mom, you got to take your shirt off. And I was like, no, I'm not taking my clothes off. She goes, yeah, you take your shirt and pants off and you just wear your underwear. I said, I'm not doing that.
You're covered with a blanket.
And then anyway, so I put on these new pajamas that I got that are really thin. And I was like, a pants and a shirt. And I said to her, she's like, well, you can leave them on if you want. And then,
She said she can't use lotion, though.
Yeah, then she said to me, well, would you take your shirt off if I... And I'm like, yes. And it was totally fine. I did not feel weird or whatever, but that's how like much I knew about massages. I just was like, well, does she like rub your bra strap into you or do you take it off? You know, I didn't even know what you did. And then I'm laughing because we set it up in my living room, which is right in front of my front door, but I do have the kind of glass door that's...
You can't really see through
it. You can see shadows through it, but you can't you'd have to really peek.
So it's clear, but it's like
etched and stuff.
Yeah, it's like prismed and stuff.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm sitting there and I see Nicole goes, you have a bunch of Amazon packages by your front door. And I was like, oh yeah, that's where they leave them. I'll get them after. This is before she walked upstairs and I was taking off my shirt. I look and here they're coming and bringing another load. I'm like, oh my goodness. I just was ripping off my shirt.
And I looked and her tatas were just out and she's like screaming.
I was like, oh my gosh. And they're both like, you can't see through there.
If he didn't look when you screamed, he probably did.
Well, I just freaked me out because I assumed you were telling me that the package were already left, not that they're bringing another load up there.
I didn't know they were bringing another load. There's no way he saw, but it was just really funny.
If anything, he just saw my shadow, but it was so funny. But then after that, besides that, the whole thing was peaceful, relaxing, and I would definitely do it again. And she is great at massages and very reasonably priced.
The reason I started going regularly was because I had a lot of pain when I was pregnant. So I just kind of continued. So she got me through my pregnancy and I was in some pretty bad shape. And then I'm hoping to hopefully try soon and her be able to do it again, you know?
Yeah. And it is Wednesday evening right now. And hopefully this podcast is on time tomorrow morning for you. We kind of had a mishap. We podcasted early this week. And you want to tell them what happened?
We forgot to hit record, which has happened to me and Victor before, but it's been years. And so we're going to kind of re-talk about things that we talked about. So hopefully we can kind of...
And it's going to feel weird to us because we're going to feel like we just told you everything that we're already going to... Except for this massage thing, because that was new. But everything else, we're going to feel like we already told you, and we did, but we didn't take it.
Yeah, and okay, so I'll tell you guys about Vic being sick really quick. So he is, I think, really sick, but I made him go to the doctor today, and they tested him for RSV, influenza A, and COVID, and they were all negative, and I'm so happy. So it's just an upper respiratory infection, she thinks. I mean, I hope she's right. I don't know if the testing could be like a... I hope it's right. Cause I'm just really afraid of RSV for Arrow. So we're just like staying either at my mom's a little bit we did today. And then the rest of the day, me and Arrow are in the guest bedroom. We slept there last night and so far we're okay.
Yeah. I'm hoping nobody gets sick. I called her this morning and I was supposed to come over here and help her finish with the Christmas decorations. I'm like, he was in there last night and he was coughing and I'm like, I'll pick you guys up. You can come hang out at my house. She's like, we have to get the massages. I'm like, well, we'll bring Nina to my house. I said, I don't want to risk it.
I told Nina I told her that he was sick.
So. Yeah. She was still even willing to do him. Yeah, and Nicole said, no.
She's like all up to date on her vaccinations and she's has grandkids. She's around and stuff. So, you know, I think she seems just super healthy and not really worried about that. Dad, can you get Beyonce? Goodness.
But then also,
what was I going to say though about, oh, okay. So now I just feel really behind and I feel bad. My mom was supposed to like have today and tomorrow off, which is Wednesday and Thursday, because Vic is supposed to be home helping watch Arrow. So I can kind of put up Christmas decorations and stuff. Cause we have a very busy month. And so today my mom had to help the entire day pretty much. Well, this morning. Yeah. She had to help this morning. And then, tomorrow I'm going to have to take her to the chiropractor with me. Arrow and her have chiropractor appointments at 9:30 instead of Vic going. My mom's going to go, so there's no cancellation. I feel bad canceling stuff all the time because that's like actual money for that person. And then what do we have? Oh, Arrow has a doctor appointment at 1:30 for
and
like
we were
going to
cancel
check.
That because he's good, but just being because of Victor being sick, we figure we better keep that appointment. And we were supposed to get the cat fixed
spade,
tomorrow.
Spade, because she's a girl, right?
Okay, fixed, yes. And we did. I did call and reschedule that today because...
Did you reschedule for the 8th?
Yeah, they said they have an opening. So I rescheduled for that because I was like, we're going to be going to Sandusky, one town, which is 30 minutes one way, coming back, going to Bad Axe, which is 15, mm-hmm. 20 minutes the other way, then have to go back to Sandusky again.
Yeah, and the drop-off is between 8 and 8:15, and then we got to be in Bad Axe by 9:30. We got grocery pickup. Which remind me to put my grocery order through.
I didn't put mine through yet either.
Oh my goodness,
you
guys.
So Victor being sick, yeah, that's a.
I do want to say, this is completely random, that me and mom started recently Saint makeup. And isn't it so nice?
Yes, it's really nice.
Yeah, so anyways, I just realized because I'm like so busy with everything else that last night I felt like I had my stuff together. I was on time for everything. I have my photographer coming up next week and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have everything prepared for her. Then Vic gets sick and then I say, okay, I'm gonna color match everyone, which is like looking at getting a picture from everyone and color matching their foundation. So far we're keeping up and we're doing good, but I just wanted to say, if anyone wants to try a new makeup routine, get a hold of me. It's amazing and it looks really good on my mom. It's specifically good for aging skin.
And actually, I found it first, and I was going to.
Yeah, she did find it first.
I literally said, I'm going to try this because I've seen somebody that lives by me that sells it. And I said, I'm going to try this. And I messaged her to ask how it worked. And it's the weirdest thing. Nicole's best friend, Mariah, in the same night invited me to a party. She was having it. And I didn't even know her sister sold it. I knew her sister did makeup, but I did not know it was that kind I wanted to try and everything. So then I just ordered from the party. And then Nicole's like, well, I showed her some of the video stuff and then she got into it faster than me. She actually ordered before I even put mine in because I was still deciding.
I'm always what looking to get. For something that will look good, you know?
Yeah. And, do you want to talk about that? Like how you talked about,
okay. Yeah. So this is a total 180 and just like everyone learns lessons. I don't know how many times in my life I've been like, if it's years later, okay, I totally understand now. And now I totally get it. And you look back and you kind of feel like a jerk or an idiot or whatever. So I am part of an MLM and I'm really proud of it and I really like it. And so it took this, I think, for me to be like, Nicole, you're being a jerk about MLMs. Before.
What is MLM?
Multi-level marketing.
Oh, okay. So yeah. So then when she told me that today, I said, see, you need to admit that and you need to tell the people we talked to, because we talked about this a few months ago on the podcast mm-hmm. about, you know, how against you were. I said, and now you understand, like people who like say Mary Kay or say the candle,
Scentsy.
Yes. That they're really passionate about their project, you know, their products.
I know. And I love it too.
And so when somebody's passionate about something,
yeah, totally.
It doesn't have to do anything to do with the multi-level marketing. It has to do with your passion on it. So accept her apology.
Yeah, I really do apologize. And I feel like this happens to me quite a bit, but I think like, I always think in my head, like I wonder if it happens to other people too. Like little
things. Oh, I learn lessons all the time.
Like little
yes.
things, but you just kind of think it in your head, even just like being a parent, right? And my mom being my mom and her having how much she always would chase around Jesse because he was kind of a little turd sometimes. And I'd just be like, Mom, like, just let him do this, let him do that. And I could see, I already feel like I learned my lessons with Arrow. Like, I know exactly I'm going to be chasing him around from party to party probably when he's older. And I'm going to be like, dang, I know exactly why my mom did what she did. But just kind of like everything. So that it's good, though, when things come full circle and you kind of can put out. You know what? The biggest full circle that I would say is like when everyone is mean to someone on reality TV or whatever, like you can't have everyone go on reality TV, but that's like how they would learn is like, okay, you go on there and let's just kind of see. I think there's some people who did that, right? Were mean about Big Brother house guests and then they went on and they didn't come off like they thought they would.
And they're like, and if they get talked about, they're like, oh my gosh, I talked about that person. And when you don't know somebody, you should not talk about them, period. You know, you can't judge them from anybody, nothing to do with even reality TV, but you should not judge people if you do not. Now, if you really know them,
then you're able to judge.
Your strong opinions, you know, you can have them strong opinions. But if you don't know somebody and you haven't hung out with them, you haven't talked with them, you know, then you have no idea. Because it's just the funniest thing, because people do form opinions, even like I do. I mean, it'll be like, I'll just have something in my head and then I'll know some of somebody for years. And then finally it just runs into somewhere in your circle, you run into them and you have a conversation. Then you go home and you're like, oh my gosh, they're so nice. Like, how many times has that happened to you?
Yeah, that's happened to me a lot. Like, oh, she's not so bad.
They're so, so nice.
I will say that I do, local people, I do hold grudges. If I see you like something mean about me from Big Brother, I know who you are and I hold a grudge. So I've talked to a couple people since then. But if I don't follow you or something, that's probably why.
Oh my goodness.
What? I'm just being honest.
No, I know. But
because it's hard not to. It's really hurt your feelings. Because if anyone should know, it's the local people, right? Because they grew up with me. Yeah. And that's what's the most hurtful, I think. And I mean, I think I can only think of two at the top of my head. But and I ran into one of them and she was just so nice. And Victor's like, hey, you guys should be friends and stuff. And I was thinking, yeah, I mean, we totally could. I'm over it, I think. But maybe she doesn't even know she did it because she was just so nice, you know? So who knows?
Yeah. And, that's so funny when you're talking about this, because I think I talked about it, two podcasts ago, and I wish I saved it to show you. So this is going to be just me kind of remembering when I went through and threw away all the old Christmas cards. Mm-hmm. There was one in there from two girls in your class that you were friends with that. And it was a Christmas card and it said, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year from them. And it was this long thing about, we want to apologize and you are such a good person. We are sorry we tried to trick you and get you to talk about each of us, but you didn't and you passed the test and we are so sorry we put you through that.
Wait, you're joking.
No, and it was a big Christmas.
OMG.
Yes.
I do not remember that.
And it said, you didn't say anything. You're the best and we are so sorry. We'll never do that again. I hope you have the best Christmas and the best New Year.
Okay, what psychopaths was this? You got to tell me off the podcast.
I will tell you.
What in the actual?
Actually, it's two girls that I mentioned to you, nothing about this, but both of them within the last.
I think I kind of.
Within the last week. Yeah. One about who was a good prankster.
Yes. I knew that's who it was.
Yes.
I knew it.
And the other one that I just said.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
What a messed up thing. Well, I guess I was being tested way back for Big Brother. So.
Like, I don't know what year that was, but I saved that for you because I threw away so much stuff. I'm like,
oh my gosh. Whose parents let them send that? They obviously didn't proofread it. Or do you think that that's fine? They might have
gave it to you in school. I don't know where they gave it to you.
If Arrow and his friend sent, hey, we tested you.
Yeah, but they probably were in like 8th or 9th grade. So whose parents going to read your Christmas card?
Oh my God, they're way too old to be.
No, this was in high school. Yes, because the one of them didn't even come there till high school.
OMG.
Yeah. So anyways, it was definitely, they got perfect handwriting. Yes.
I will say that in high school, I was really quiet and I didn't talk crap at all. Isn't that crazy?
No, you did not talk crap at all, but you had a lot of friends and you hung out with a lot of people.
Yeah, it was nice.
Especially junior high, you always were with a big group. But anyways, yeah, that card was so funny.
Did you keep it?
Yeah, because I want to show it to you.
I was going
to
say, Def, don't throw that out.
I should have took a picture and sent it because then I could actually read word for word what it said. And I bet you those girls have no idea and do not remember writing.
I mean, I would remember if I wrote that in 9th grade. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay. So that's back funny. To Thanksgiving. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. We mm-hmm. did. And this is what we talked about before on the one that didn't get recorded. Victor's family did not make it up for Thanksgiving.
Right.
Because of sickness. And here now Victor's sick. So you want
to. Yeah.
You can talk about what happened, why they didn't come.
Yeah. I feel like I've said it. So let me think. Okay. So they were Victor's parents live in Puerto Rico. His sister Ashley and her whole family. She has 7 children. They live in her husband live in Florida. So his parents usually make the quick flight from Puerto Rico to Florida. And then they were going to all drive
up. Then they stay the night with them. Usually the night before they travel.
And then they were going to drive up. And it was just going to be Ashley, 4 kids, and then Victor's parents. And so then we're getting everything ready. We're going to throw like a Thanksgiving dinner with like 34 people.
I already did all the grocery shopping, had everything prepared. Mm-hmm. They were going to leave to drive up on Wednesday morning. And on Tuesday morning was when we found out that they weren't coming, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Are you sure?
No. They were leaving Tuesday morning. We found out Monday. We found out just the day before that they were leaving.
Yeah. And so then Victor got a call from his sister and he just texted me and said, hey, I don't want to talk about it right now. I'm on my way to go do haircuts. I'm pretty emotional, but Victoria is sick. She had a fever last night and they took her to the doctor and she has influenza A. So I was just like, oh no, I had just done a huge grocery order for the kids with like stuff that I don't think we'd ever eat, but well, I'd eat it, but I shouldn't eat it because we were going to set them up downstairs. And I was just thinking like, well, first off, I'm obviously super, super, super sad. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I don't know. I just love seeing those kids. And I was so excited to show them our house and where we live because they've never been here. So I'm just kind of thinking like, well, could they come, you know, your mind's thinking like, can they come still somehow? Or like, can she get medicine? Can the parents come? And so then Vic calls me on his way home and was just like, yeah, I mean, I haven't told my parents if they can come yet, but I'm thinking that we probably shouldn't have them come since they were around her for, you know, almost 24 hours. And I said, yeah, probably not, I guess. And so then his mom didn't think about it. So he called his mom. His mom was like really upset because she didn't realize that Victoria being sick would make her not be able to come in that moment. Because you're just thinking, well, we'll still come. And so then an hour later, they're just both bawling on the phone. It was really, really sad to watch. And I'm just still trying to think of a solution. And I just, you know, I was just like, just tell them they can still come. Like, it's fine. You know, and then I was.
We figured that they would know, you know, on the drive up here, they have a 20-hour drive, whether they're getting sick or not. But then I think they thought better of like, yeah, what if we get sick on the drive?
And it was just more so.
We like, don't want to get Arrow sick.
Yeah. Victor, seeing Victor cry like that. I haven't seen him cry like that in a really long time. So I was just like, just have him come still. And then his mom and dad were like, no. And I'm glad that they said no, because they ended up getting, well, Gretchen, I know, got sick. And I think almost all of them got sick. So I think it was a good call. But anyways, we are planning on having them over for Christmas time now. So that's.
And the new plan is, because this is the second time this happened where Ashley's kids were sick and then they didn't get to come all the way through. So the new plan is to have the parents fly right from Puerto Rico to Michigan so mm-hmm. that. There isn't, just in case, so that Victor isn't out everybody. So if for something happens with Ashley and the kids, at least, you know, he will still get to, you know, spend time with his parents. You know,
because it was like he was really sad when Ashley and the kids couldn't come. And then when his mom and dad couldn't come, like it was just, oh my gosh, he still really wanted his parents here. So yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah. And then we went to, because they didn't come, we had no plans and we rechanged everything. We ended up going to the Ubley, played in the state, Ubley, our school here played in the state final football mm-hmm. game.
So. We're Division 8. And man, they were so good. And we were just, I will say that football, there's another lesson. It was not boring. Okay.
Yeah. Nicole had a good time. We all had a really good day.
I think I was like yipping and cheering the most out of our family, honestly.
Arrow had fun. Yeah. We had to get up at, we got up at 4. We left, pulled out of Ubley at 5 a.m. because Victor wanted to be there by 7:45, which he got there by 7. He met with the players and stuff because he had to go on the field. And Jesse, Ashley, Nicole, Arrow, me, and Dave went to a nice place for a nice breakfast.
Downtown Detroit. It was really pretty. We got there when it was dark, so the whole town was like lit up with Christmas lights.
Yeah, and so we sat for an hour and just had a good breakfast and relaxed.
I had crepes, which you cannot get around here, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a really good breakfast, and then we went to the game, and then we tried to go Black Friday shopping, and that was insane.
By the way, we lasted an hour. Ubley lost 20-26, and had they had like another 2 minutes, I swear that we would have won because you would have had a touchdown, and then our kicker would have scored a field goal. So it was just, it was such a good game.
It was a keep you on your seat game.
Well, because they were
sure.
down like 12-0 right away because I feel like they just had nerves. So coming back from that to 26-20, we were tied 20-20, right, for a while. And man, and then it was just a really good game. They did such a good job. They should be proud of themselves. And yeah, it was really exciting.
And we had such a good time. And hopefully next year they make it there again and we can go watch them all over again.
And that was one, I said this last time. I'm going to keep saying that because I feel weird repeating myself to my mom, I guess, but it doesn't matter. That was one of the best days I feel like I've had in a really long time. We had so much fun with our family.
We just had lots of jokes and lots of laughs.
Because then, yeah, we went Black Friday shopping, which was a crap show. So we left the mall and then we went to Lucky's.
It was way too crowded. You could not even move.
Lucky's Steakhouse and saw a lot of ugly people there. And mom was doing, you got to tell them about your TikTok.
Yes. I've been teasing all the guys and my mom that I am going to be a TikTok queen now, just because I watch TikToks all the time and I try to find some for Nicole to do and I have so much fun. I can just sit there and laugh. And I like the ones that are funny. It's almost like I told you, like those four guys that prank everybody.
Oh, yeah. What is it called? The Impractical Jokers.
Yes. I am just love to be an Impractical Joker. So I wish I could be an Impractical Joker every single day because it is so much fun. Like that is like,
yeah,
I
as
love
a kid,
to
she's
laugh.
Like, she's like, do you want to, will you go to the grocery store and we'll like put stuff in people's carts and like video it, which we never have. But like, it'd just be funny. The idea is funny.
I just love. I'm just a big joker and like, already Arrow's a joker. He plays jokes on us all day and, he's 16 months. Like he seriously already knows. Like he likes to watch me and her TikToks of us laughing. Then he laughs and imitates us. He thinks it is so much fun. So anyways, I have all these TikTok ideas in my mind. And so my new one that I'm trying to do, and I've only got it partially done to Jesse and partially done to Dave because I cannot quit laughing.
Yeah. You can't, that's the thing, mom. You can't
explain how this one works.
You and I are bad at this because we laugh at ourselves. So this is the one where you hold the phone and you're really recording their face instead of you, where they people do it with their little kids. So it's like, hey, like, okay. Mom's going to do a dance, like hold it so I can see myself. But really it's facing the other way so you can see their expression. Well, my dad was really funny because my mom was like doing it to talk dirty to me. And it was hilarious.
I said, what do you think before I go on and do this live? Like, you got to tell me what you think of my dance. So, but I could not stop laughing. I barely was even moving. I think I was throwing my arms more than anything because I was like, I don't know. I got to get this. You got to get that put together so I can see what it looks like. So anyways, it was very quick. So we decided I wanted to really do it to my mom the most, but she got to Thanksgiving dinner at the exact same time everybody did. And I'm not going to just do this in front of like Ashley's dad. That would have been really, really embarrassing. So I didn't get to do it to her, but she thinks I'm ridiculous every day of the week, every minute. Does she not, Nicole?
Yeah.
So I know she would just, not only would she make expressions, she would be putting in a narrative in that the whole time. It is going to be so, so funny. So I cannot wait to do it to my mom. But we tried to do it to Jesse while we were in at the game. So first I had him hold it and I said, I'm going to do a cheer for Ubley. You do it.
Holding her arms up straight. She's like, I'm a you. Jesse, get this on video. So she's putting her arms up like Jesse, are you getting this? And he's like, yeah, like kind of looking around like, okay. And then mom started to
do. As soon as I do the B, he throws the phone down. He goes, I'm not doing this. He goes, quit it. You're embarrassing me. And he just started laughing. And then, so then I said in the restaurant again, when we were eating later on, I said, I want to do this again. Here, hold this. He's like, why do I have to do it? And the close will just get
no,
me.
No, I said, you have the best angle at that point. And then I was like, fine, Jesse, videotape me. And then I stood up and I had Arrow and I did one move and he goes, hell no, I'm not videoing you. He goes, you look like Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. He was like, he just literally like drops the phone. Like he does not even.
He doesn't entertain it at all. He's like, no.
So anyways,
grandma will be hilarious. And mom said,
Nicole could do the same dance as me and she'd be like, go, heck yeah. If I do it, she's going to be saying, oh my gosh, I hope you don't show that to anybody. Like it is literally going to be like so funny.
She's hard on you.
She's always. We got little pitter patter Arrow and Grandpa who
Arrow's peeking his head in through
with the
door.
Biggest smile. He thinks he's so funny. He keeps spying on us while we're podcasting over here.
I'm going to take a picture and then I can put it up on the episode. Arrow.
Yeah, he is there. He's watching us while we do this. But yeah, I had a few more TikToks I was going to talk to you about, but since we have a spy listening, I'll have to add them and tell you about those later on.
Did we go through our list today, Mom? Is there anything else? I kind of got a tummy ache.
Oh, I hope you don't have a tummy ache.
I think I'm hungry.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Me and Dave had a date. We went to dinner at 4:00 to Rachel's and we brought takeout for Nicole and Victor and Arrow so that they could have.
Is this weird or normal to eat pickled bologna?
Yes, it's really good. I haven't bought it in a long time. And my husband said, I've been depriving him of pickled bologna because I haven't bought it in 10 years. So I bought a jar. And now
is that
and
a thing in all the states? That's what I want to know in the US.
So let us know if it's weird or normal to eat pickled bologna and if you like pickled bologna. Victor won't even take a bite of it.
I know. And he's like a meat eater. That's what's really crazy about it.
It's just like bologna with a little zing, right?
Yeah. I mean, I love.
But he said, I won't even eat bologna. But I swear he does on sandwiches and subs.
He likes the weirdest stuff, though. Like, he's like a really weird. He's a really weird eater. I will say that. Okay, one last thing. Grandma, my mom's mom, she's a really picky eater. But yet she likes the weirdest things. And I'm just going to give a couple examples. She likes the neck of the turkey. She likes butter on her crackers. Like she just puts gobs
sugar,
of butter.
Sugar, tons of sugar on her lettuce.
Yes. Okay. That's enough. Like she doesn't eat noodles really or anything.
She doesn't. We never ate pasta growing up because maybe we had spaghetti once every three. And I make pasta like 3 times, 4 times a week. But that's probably why we never ate pasta. But she liked to just make a meat, some gravy and mashed potatoes and chicken strips. That them are her go-tos. Everything I just named. And we tease her and Victor because they eat, if we go to a restaurant, they eat the exact same things, the chicken strips and the mashed potatoes and gravy.
I swear she likes something else really weird. Like that. I would just like never touch. I don't know. But when I go place,
her favorite cereal is those big, like shredded wheats. They're like the size of your hand, but they don't have no frost. They don't have no sugar on them, but yet she eats sugar on everything. So I don't understand that.
She must put sugar in it, right?
I don't know. She used to eat them all the time. I don't know what she does on them.
We got to have grandma on here.
Yeah.
We have to. She will just be entertaining for you. We got to.
You guys will be telling us to make a TikTok just to her because she couldn't be. She's
She'll
that
be like
entertaining.
This. She'll
be
this. Oh, Jenny, you're so stupid.
That's what seriously. That my one brother called me yesterday and goes, she's like, okay, this is an example. My brother called me yesterday and said, how does it feel to be mom's least favorite kid? And I said, oh, saves me a lot of work. And then I started laughing. I said, that's bull crap. I said, I do the most for her out of everybody. I said, what the heck, you know? And then, he said, so today when I talked to her, I said, yeah, Davey called me and he said, what does it feel like to be mom's least favorite child? And she goes, I haven't talked to him in a while. She didn't even say like, no, you're not.
That's
like,
that's so
not
bad.
Like, that's not true or nothing. She like literally giggled and said, I haven't talked to him or seen him. And I'm like, okay, mom, way to make me feel better.
Like, and you're her firstborn. That's what I just don't really understand.
I do not understand it either, but it was so, so funny. I was like, and I take everything so good, do I not, Nicole?
Yes. And I don't know if that bugs her, maybe. That you just take everything
like,
so well.
I just let it like go right off my shoulders because it's like, it's not worth it. She's my mom. I'm going to love her regardless. Right. So I just.
You have the best attitude that you can have for the situation.
Yeah, I totally like, you know, because I want Nicole and Jesse to have good relationships with her, no matter how sassy she is to me. So I don't even try to, you know, do. I just take it.
One thing I will tell you guys about my relationship with my mom, and I know that anybody can really attest to this. If you come for her, you come for me. And I am really quick too. I do not bite my tongue and I say some great, that's probably when I'm the snottiest, but I defend my mom like insane. And it's so fast. It happens so fast that sometimes I'm like, oh man, I shouldn't have said that. But don't I, mom? Well, you're really
that's
good.
Why
at,
I don't, that's why I just like let everything like,
no, but not even, mom. I'm not talking about with like grandma. I'm
no,
saying
with anybody. I try hard not to even let you. Because I know she will. I'll be like, okay, look so right mom at her, told, and I'll be like,
ooh. Wait, can I tell him the one story about the teacher? Please?
No. No! Yes. Oh, gosh, that is really bad. Just don't say the person's name.
I'm not going to say her name. So when we were
I cannot believe she just did this.
When we were in Nashville, my mom was telling this like really sad story about how her dad had just died, and there was this really mean teacher. She was only, what were you, in fourth grade?
Yes.
And she got... Mom asked the question. She drug her by her hair.
No, she grabbed my, she told me to quit talking. She grabbed me by my arm and she like took me down to the, there wasn't a principal's office in that building we were in. So she just took me to this end room and she, like I had clogs on. I don't know if you know what clogs, they're wooden clogs. Like that was what was in style back then. And she took me and she grabbed me like by the, I think by the shoulder. She did pull my hair before. So I don't know if that day she pulled my hair or not. She did a lot to a lot of students.
This is horrible.
And she just grabbed me and she like shoved, like, threw me into that room and said, don't be asking questions. And I said, well, I didn't know they were these reader things that you had to start from one level and keep going up. Well, because I moved in the middle of the year because my dad died, I was way behind. So I was asking a question about how they worked and my clog fell off. She comes back like 1 minute later with the clog and whips it across the room and said, and here's your shoe. Stay in here till I get you. So she was just mean like that all the time. And I just told Nicole, like, she was a really, really scary teacher.
And she told me lots of stories. And so the story had me like in tears and I was just angry because thinking about your dad just dying and then someone treating you like that and the teacher, okay, like, no. So I found her.
So Nicole told me to show what she looked like. Yeah. And I said, I don't even know if, where she's from or where she is anymore. So I've never looked for her on Facebook. So I looked for her and I showed Nicole that day. That was it. That's all. That was the end of it. And then just
so that,
3 days
ago.
Yeah,
months ago she showed me. Months ago I sent a message to her.
She sent her a message. It's so embarrassing.
And then she never opened it that I can see. And then just at Thanksgiving, I told my Aunt Tiff that I did that. But I wouldn't let my mom read it. But then... It wasn't that bad.
It was very embarrassing.
But I didn't say, like, you should be ashamed of yourself or anything. I just said, I just want to let you know that my mom told me this story. And I think it's really sad.
And she's like, that wasn't very nice and this stuff. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, how embarrassing. Because she isn't going to, like, she was so mean to everybody that I don't think that
she would even know you specifically.
I don't know, but maybe she would just because I moved in the middle of the year or whatever but
her Facebook picture does not look mean, so it's just weird. I would think she's a nice lady.
She was not a nice teacher.
Okay, that's enough for today. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.